Welcome to the Heavens Devils podcast, a Force Green Rovers podcast by two Americans who don't know what they're talking about. My name is Nathan. This is Sean.
Heavens Devils podcast. Donda or CLB? All we care about is Donde es le club in the League 2 table.
Oh, which is second, I think. But let's go! Let's go!
Close
a
enough.
Espanol. Close enough. I think Harrogate Town jumped us.
They did. I think on goal differential or something.
Yeah. Shout out to Harrogate Town, though. Wow.
The Lederhosen, man.
What a start for the Lederhosen. Yeah, what a start for them. Also, shout out to Kanye West, Donda, and Drake's certified lover boy. We talk about that actually today with our guest, Don Bernard. But anyway, let's get into it, Jimmy. Let's just get into it.
Let's listen in America today.
Life for the party.
How are we feeling, Shimmy?
Hey, you know, I'm feeling good coming off that first clean sheet. Can't knock that. I feel like every game, you know, even though, you know, we're at, right there at the top of the table, tied on points, I just feel like the team is starting to click, man. It's a long season, but feeling good.
Feeling good. Feeling great, Shimmy. Oh, yeah. I agree. You know, drawing away at Exeter. Exeter is a good team. It's a big environment. So it's
St. James's Park. Yeah.
As Dom is going to tell us, we're going to talk a little bit about the extra game with Dom. So we'll leave that conversation for Dom. But Don Bernard, by the way, who's on the pod. Let's go. But anyway, we'll talk about that in a second too. But you know, he changed my perspective a bit. I mean, it's all. I was happy with the point. I was fine with the point. I just felt like we could have stolen it. You know, I feel like we had a few really good chances. Dom is so right, as you're going to hear in a little bit when he talks about, like, you know, it's a great point away from home in a very tough environment against a very good team. So we'll take that all day long. Shimmy, where did you watch the game on Saturday? This was the first match we didn't watch together because I was away for Labor Day. Where did you watch it?
Yeah, it was a little bit heartbreaking. It was a little bit lonely, you know. I was just in my living room, just had the game on. Was cheering alone. Is a little bit sad. Actually, even my wife was out of town. Even my wife was like, I can't go through another Forest Green Rovers match with this guy. So she was back at home visiting her parents. So it was just me and my two cats trying to cheer the lads on.
Let's go! I love it. I was in a cabin in the woods with like pretty crappy internet, but I was able to watch. I was able to watch the whole thing.
Yes.
Anyway,
yes.
We'll talk more about the game in a little bit with Don Bernard, but overall, Shimmy, I'm feeling phenomenal, Shimmy, because we have our guy. I've already mentioned it like 20 times. Our guy, the most versatile.
Yeah, who's on the show?
He was on the show. The most versatile player and person in League 2. Don Bernard is on the pod. Oh, what a guy. We play a really stupid game with Dom called Guess the Legs, which is going to be awful audio. I'm going to warn you now. We'll put the video out there. The audio is going to be awful because it's a visual game.
Don't limit yourself, Nathan. It's also going to be awful content.
Maybe the video, yeah.
Don't have such a narrow view. It's not just the audio. It's us too.
But yeah, I don't know whose idea it was to come up with play a visual game on an audio podcast. But we need to fire that person. Fire that producer. Anyway, so excited for that. We play this stupid game called Guess the Legs. We analyze the Exeter match and look into Northampton with Dom. Then we just get into Tom. We talk to Dom, talk to him about who he is on the pitch, off the pitch. Do a little teammate talk, play a little game. And just a great time, as it always is, man, with Don Bernard, a great person. He's the best. He's so, as I said, he's like just as versatile off the pitch as he is on the pitch. He's got so many interests.
And awesome. Hopefully you get to see a little bit more of that in this interview, right? Because we just think about him in terms of football, but you get to learn more about the person today. And we were just... such a pleasure to talk to.
Oh yeah, man, I love talking to Dom. We went way over how long we were supposed to talk to him, just because it's just we have so much to say when we're together. He's just an awesome dude, great dude to talk to. You're gonna hear that conversation in just a little bit, but let's get into this pod, Shimmy Cakes. Let's go. But before we get into Dom, actually, first of all, shout out to Maddie from Scotland. We talked about this a little bit, Shimmy. We need to bring back Fashion Police. Maddie wants it from Scotland. I want it. Nobody else probably wants it except for me and Maddie from Scotland, Shimmy. But we got to bring back Fashion Police, especially because we talked about Tranmere's new kits with our boy Dom, and they're kind of fire. I hate Tranmere. They're kind of fire.
Yeah. The only good thing about them, and that's just for this season. So
that's
okay.
That's right.
Exception. You know, I'm usually someone that's not for more police. You know, they do an important job, but sometimes I think we're over-policed. But when it comes to League 2 fashion, we definitely need to bring it back.
We need to bring it back. So many fashion crimes out there, Shimmy. But anyway.
Hey, Miss Donda. You're on until my mama. Please tell her I said say something. I'm starting to believe ain't no such thing as
Let's
heaven.
Get into
trumpets.
It, but before we go to Dom Bernard, we sent Kip Kowalski, the Bayou Bebe, Tony Graw, and guest announcer Bob Bernard down to St. James Park in Exeter to cover the Exeter match. I should note, I haven't heard their recording yet, but I know when they recorded it, they had music playing in the background, which they typically don't do. I know they usually add the music in after the fact, so it may be hard. I don't know yet. We'll see. I guess this is going to be a surprise to us. It may be hard to hear a few of the people until Kip turned down the music. Anyway, we'll see. I don't know. Maybe it's going to be fine. I don't know. Anyway, let's just take it away. We'll see what happens. Take it away. Take us to Exeter. Kip, Tony Graw, and Bob Bernard. Go! Nathan, jumping in here real quick. before Kip, I now listen to it, and the audio is screwed up. Kip screwed it up. He put the background music in while they were recording, which is not what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to add that after the fact. And the background music is way too loud, and there's no way to get rid of it. And so it's a little hard to hear Kip, Tony, and Bob, which is unfortunate because Bob's part, he does brilliant Wisconsin accent. You can barely hear it, though. Sorry about that in advance. There we go, Kip. Let's go.
Kip Kowalski here from WTOB 9 in Steubenville, Ohio. I'm joined by the Bayou Baby, Tony Graw, and the Cheesehead from Wisconsin.
Oh, bonjour. Dom, we need a name. Make up a name really quick.
Bob.
Bob. We go to Exeter, home of a team called the Grecians for some reason, home of Coldplay, and home of the Ghosts of Michael Jackson. We go to the 10th minute when Matthew McConaughey Stevens takes off his clothes and bangs a bongo the ball into the area. All right. Finding Super Centurion Kane Tanaka Wilson, but Kane gets denied at the pearly gates.
Tony. Just moments later, and the visitors were frustrated to not find the target once again. Dan Sweeney that had Ted O'Dura here, set ahead of a crossover for our man Jem. Jack Aitken just only for the Rovers attackers to fail to fly a hole in close range.
Then, in the 34th minute, Big Kane Owen Wilson, wow, with a superb ball into the penalty area to follow wedding crasher Jack Aitchison, don't you know? But Exeter defender Josh Keane locks the door. Reminds me of the time I went ice fishing with my buddy Von Dugluck up in Kenosha, don't you know?
Tony!
Perhaps the best effort for Rovers fell to Cooley Bailey Cargill. In the second half, doing his best impression of the Cajun Navy to save the day. The Rovers defender picked up a deflection inside the penalty area and fired his volley a yard wide of the mark.
As is
tradition in Exeter.
I just remembered something. I hope that the music is not in the background because we can't hear you. Crap.
Oh, okay.
I hope it's not in the recording. We'll find out after. All right. As is tradition, the hooligans in Exeter City in the Big Bank sang a Coldplay song. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Nobody said it was easy. Nobody said it would be this fun to watch zero goals scored.
Hey. What a set of voices from the Big Bank there. The game ends in a 0-0 draw. That's just classic Big Ten football, folks. Tony, were you aware of the possibility of a scoreless draw?
Hello, Pa. Tony hates the 0-0 scoreline. J'ai broker. A 0 result for an American Patriot. Don't make no sense to me. When Tony see that score resembling a crocodile peeking out the bayou, golly, Bokumo.
Kip, Tony, Dom, Money well spent, as always, right, Sean?
You mean you mean Bob?
Sorry,
right?
Crap, Bob. Sorry, Kip, Tony, and Bob. Money well spent, right, Sean?
Yeah, I don't know where the money comes from. I don't know if it's like cryptocurrency or what, which is terrible for the environment. But somehow these guys are getting paid. They keep putting out this audio. Sometimes not the greatest quality, but hey, they keep sending it. We'll keep airing it.
Well, I think we've reallocated some of our funds because we were sponsoring. We were sponsoring Billy Hunt's shorts from BBC Gloss, ooh, BBC Radio Gloss, okay. our main man.
But those salmon shorts had to be released back into the wild, right?
So. They did, because they have not served us well the last few games. So I think we got to pull that sponsorship and reallocate to our new co-announcer, Bob Bernard. What a great Wisconsin accent, too, on Bob. Nice to get some diversity in here. We got the Southeast Ohio boy and Kip. We got the Bayou Bebe with Tony. And now we got the Wisconsin cheesehead in Bob Bernard. Anyway, from one Bernard
America,
to
America, a rich tapestry of cultures.
From one Bernard to another Bernard, let's go to Dom Bernard now, Shimmy. A very fun and awesome chat with the most versatile legs. I mean player. I mean person in League 2. Let's go chat with Dom, man. What a chat this is going to be. We welcome to the pod the most versatile man in fashion, in interest, in positions in League 2, the best Wisconsin accent on the team, a proper cheesehead. He is the thinking man's footballer who will do anything for the club, play any position, go into any challenge, trash talk any opponent, and expose his legs to the point of making Sean and I blush. We welcome back to the pod our friend, the man, the myth, the legend, Dominic Archie Bernard. Welcome back to the pod, Dom.
Appreciate it. Always a good intro, isn't it? Can't go wrong with intros. Appreciate it.
Always champagne good footballer, baby.
How are we?
That's right. Always good to see you, Dom. Always good to see you.
Dom Bernard, don't you know?
Oh, Shimmy, we made a big mistake, and I think we have to really quickly fix it.
I've only got this. It's 28 degrees right now. So the shirt's got to come out.
I have no idea what 28 degrees means, but you don't have air conditioning there, right?
No air conditioning.
Not in this house, no.
That blows my mind. Sean, we got to do it. I can't believe this is the biggest oversight of this podcast that we forgot to put on the button down. Sean, do you have a button down handy?
Let's just grab some scissors and we can cut some a deep V-neck.
I'm getting mine. I'll be back in 2 seconds. Sean, you got one?
I don't think I have one. I don't got one.
You're looking good. Like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I'll tear this open to show mine.
Whip it out.
Yeah.
What top is that? Is that the new one?
It's a new one, yeah. We finally just got it over here. Yeah, the supply chain worked out, so we got it like last week. So.
Oh, nice.
Breaking it in. Yeah.
You got any names on the back? You got blank on the back. No name.
It's blank on the back. Still got to earn it. There are too many good human beings on the team. We can't decide.
I don't blame you.
Crazy. Oh, he's there. Look at that. Oh, my God. Look at that.
Oh, I cannot believe we did not
fresh off the
this.
Spring break party boat. He's on the spring break party boat.
That's right. That's it. Oh, man, Sean. Yeah. Huge oversight. Huge oversight on our part.
Yes, it was.
But yeah, I could hear you talking in the AirPods. We both got the new shirts. We didn't get names on the back. We should have. I rock the Lucky Harvey Bunker shirt every game.
Yeah.
Well, I was. We were winning every game, and now we've lost. What is it? Three in a row? No. We lost.
We drew. We drew the last.
Brentford lost against.
Yeah, last one. Northampton.
Yeah, we drew the last one. Yeah. So I might need to change it up. I need to get the Dom Bernard shirt.
Send you one over. We get that story.
Let's go. Nice. We were actually supposed to sponsor Harvey Bunker. Richard Hughes set it all up. So we're in. And then
he loaned him out.
A week later, he loaned him out. We're like, Richard, what's the deal? Why didn't you know a week ago that you're going to loan him out? Yeah. Like, what's the deal? So what happened yesterday? You guys had a game against Brentford?
Yeah, there was a friendly, obviously closed behind closed doors. For the ones that just wanted, obviously needed minutes and to top up on the fitness. Mm-hmm. So Yeah, I think they obviously drew 0-0, so it was that's obviously a good result. Clean sheet.
Yeah, that's
good. When did you know about it?
Yeah. Hey, sorry.
When did you guys like find out about it? I feel like it was like a surprise.
Yeah, no, we knew it was after our recent game. It was kind of on our schedule on the app, so we see what.
Oh, nice.
Kind of our schedule, so yeah, we knew.
So, oh, that's cool. Okay. Did you play at all?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I didn't play. Wouldn't mind wanting to play, but obviously it's the minutes. So yeah. The lads obviously needed it. Kind of. Well, obviously participating. That's it. Yeah.
I didn't get to watch it. I saw it was on YouTube. Unfortunately, I didn't get to watch it. I saw some of the guys in there though. All right, let's get into it then. You ready to roll, Dom?
I'm already.
Let's go.
We've completely pivoted, Dom. We're not the silly jokey podcast before. This is going to be hard hitting, journalistic.
Now, serious.
So, prepare yourself.
As you can tell by the shirt I'm wearing. How was your summer? We haven't seen you since last season.
Yeah, been good. Obviously, kicking on with the season. Season's up and running. Fans are back in the stadium. Lads are loving it, and we've had a great start. So everyone's happy at the moment.
Oh, good. We have had a great start. We're going to ask you about that great start in a little bit. But first, we gotta give the people what they want. We got to get you with a hard-hitting game, a little game called Guess the Legs. The game where I show you some legs. You have to guess who they belong to. You versus Sham. Got the rules?
I've got them. Let's go.
This is going to be terrible. Always. Terrible for audio podcasting.
The final boss of the Heaven's Devils podcast. The final boss that always gets beaten. So,
yeah, you gotta play against Sham. Sham has never won. So, let's not make it happen today. Although I didn't plan this. Well, we'll see. Some of these might be harder than others, and I usually try to rig it in favor of the player. But I didn't do that this time. So, extra challenge here, Dom. Okay. So
Hopefully it's purely American legs of former presidents, historical figures. So I got a shot.
That's your bread and butter.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on. Let me share my screen. One sec. This is going to be awful audio, but we will. Oh crap! Hang on. We will release the video later. Oh crap! I got my.
I don't want any advantage here.
Yeah, advantages.
You can also tell there's no such thing as a podcast preseason. We have to relearn it every time.
That's right. All right, here we go. Guess the leg. Hey, we are ready to go. We're going to go Dom first, then Sham. Okay. So Dom will do the first set of legs. Sham, you'll do the second set of legs. We'll go back and forth like that. Here we go. Guess the legs. First set of legs. Here we go. Dom, whose legs are those?
That's my own legs. Look at them.
What? Those are your legs? Those little birdie legs? They are. Look at that.
Little birdie legs,
Dom. The glow up is real, Dom. What happened?
Yeah.
Oh no, I don't know what happened. That was the first season of Forest Green, huh? Yeah, I've come a long way.
Yeah, your quads are like five times the size of that now. Birdie legs, birdies, Dom. Who would have thought?
Yeah, just simply 25 sets of 100 squats a day and you get there, right?
Simple. That's it.
Yeah, that's we got to find out your leg routine after this. Anyway, all right, 1-0 to Dom. Well done, Dom. He knew his own legs. Even though they
strong
were
start.
Significantly smaller. Here we go. This is for you, Sham. This should be an easy one.
Oh, this is a very also provocative shot.
That's
all right.
That's true.
Okay. It's somebody that's down on the deck because they're down their sliding. So that's got to be Eden, right?
Sham, no, come on. I know Dom knows this. There's only one guy on the team who wears these undershort things.
The compression
shorts.
That's the big skipper.
Yeah, compression shorts. That's the big skipper, Jamma. I gave you an easy clue with the little undershort things. Those compression shorts. He's the only one who wears them.
To be fair to me, you centered the big man's groin right there. What was I supposed to do?
Fair enough.
All right. I gotta get on the board.
1-0 Dom, or maybe I should give him a half a point. 1.5 to Dom because he stole it. Perfect. Here we go, Dom. Enough. Next one. This is you. Whose legs are these?
Wolves. It's of Wolves. He's been at Wolves. I don't know. I don't know who that is.
You got to let me steal that one, I think.
I'll let you steal, but let's give Dom a guess.
All right.
I don't know. I've been at Wolves. I know, obviously, Rob's been at Wolves, but I don't know if that's an old kit. Can't be. If I'm guessing, I would go for Rob.
Rob Edwards! Let's go! It was Rob Edwards!
It was so close! So close to stealing it. So close to stealing it.
Well done!
Rob
knew
right
away. I love it.
Yeah.
How do you know Rob's legs so well, Sean?
Well, you know, we interviewed Rob at the first part of the season, so my preparation was just staring at this picture for 20 minutes. So, it's etched in my brain.
2.5-0. Dom is in the lead. Here we go. This one's you, Sham.
Okay, I got to get on the board.
Whose legs are these?
Oh. Okay.
Whose legs are these?
On a bike.
Riding a bike.
Okay. So I feel like that's a backpack with camera equipment in it.
Oh.
So is this, or is it a player? I don't know. Is it a player or is it Noah? I'm torn a little bit. I'm torn a little bit right now. But if it's
a final guess.
Final guess. All right, I'm going to go with Noah.
Remember,
Noah.
This is terrible. Noah! It's Noah! Well done! Wow!
That was a good
play.
That's
Noah Darty.
Yeah. Yeah, he's always on the scene. He's always ready to jump in, snap that shot.
It.
Thumbs up.
Let's go. All right. 2.5-1. Dom's in the lead. You guys are doing much
Thank
better
you,
than I thought. Here we go. Next one. This is for you, Dom. Whose legs are those in the pink salmon shorts?
Whose are they? Honestly, I know my legs, but I don't know them legs.
All right, Dom, you want to steal?
I actually don't know who it is. I'm reminded of, I think it was Ollie and Lori from the pod on Top of the Hill. They talked about like this idea of like breaching, you know, like someone was salmoning or something, right? When you like jump up.
Oh yeah. That's
so,
right.
So that's what I was. So I don't know who's a good header on the team, but it's somebody in the stands, right? So is that Jake Wyman?
Someone in the stands. That's not Jake Wyman. That is Billy Hunt from BBC Gloucestershire wearing his lucky shorts. He was wearing lucky shorts sponsored by us, Sham. So I'm surprised you didn't know that. We sponsored the shorts. So every game I was wearing the Harvey Bunker shirt. He was wearing the shorts because we were not losing, but. Now that we've lost, I don't know what's going to happen. Anyway, all right, no one got that one. Sean, this is you. Here we go.
Yeah, okay, this is me. Okay. It would be unfair to say Dom Bernard pre-Forest Green.
Right? I was going to say
no. Okay, audio. No.
Actually,
bad
those audio.
Look like those look seriously look more like my legs. But
For the audio, these are bird legs. But
these
you have
are,
to say
these
what
are
kind
literally
of bird
legs. I don't know. So, what kind of bird is this? Is this a Doncaster chicken? I don't know. Is that a thing?
it is not. Dom, you want to steal? You have any idea?
No idea. I don't know my birds. Pigeon.
No, it's the Gloucestershire goldfinch, native to Gloucestershire gardens. I cannot believe you guys didn't know that. Especially you, Dom. You grew up in Gloucestershire.
I should know that, to be honest. Yeah.
You should know that. As the king of legs, you should know that. All right, so now we're on a cold streak. Here we go, Dom Bernard.
Okay. Still ahead.
Still ahead. Terrible audio. Just describe what you see, since it's such bad audio.
So, what team is that? Is that Northampton?
I think you got it right. That's Northampton. So let's see if you did your scouting report. Oh, crap. I didn't realize the numbers there, although I don't know if you know the numbers of Northampton.
I don't. Honestly, I'm baffled.
I forgot. That could be a dead giveaway.
Number four. Who is that? Mm-hmm. Number four for Northampton. I ain't got a clue.
I forgot his name, honestly. Too. And I know you don't know Shum. It's this
no,
guy.
It's obviously
oh, crap. It's this guy. This guy. I forget his name.
He's a student at the University of Northampton, apparently. So.
I would not have gotten that.
Yeah.
I forget his name. Well, anyway, it's a guy from Northampton. Let's go. He's a midfielder. What is his name? I forgot. I wrote it down, and now I don't know where I've written it. Anyway. All right. No one got that. Not even me.
That was a tough
Here we go, Sean.
It's not a good sign when you have the name written down, and then it's still forgettable. Yeah. That guy.
Who's this, Sean?
I love the shorts. and it looks like somebody that came to ball. Yeah, the anti-Dom, somebody that came to ball. Dom, I don't know if he's as popular over there, but that's got to be Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I was going to say
Shum!
That.
Yeah. Oh my God, Shum!
It's got to be Adam Sandler.
Shum, you got it!
He came to ball!
Did you know that?
He crossed up some fools after that. He broke some ankles. That's him walking to break some ankles.
That's like an Adam Sandler thing. He wears really baggy shorts.
The long shorts. I always see him, picture the paparazzis. He's always got them on, hasn't he?
Yeah, Shum, yeah,
I aspire to make that much money. You got to make that much money where you can wear this, and it just doesn't matter. It doesn't affect you.
Yeah, that's true.
Respect.
All right, here we go. Two more. Here we go. Dom, whose legs are these?
From here. I can't see the number. If I had to guess, it's Josh Cogley. Tramp.
Oh my God, Dom! It's Josh Cogley.
Oh my God! Nathan, you didn't share this with Dom before.
I did not share with Dom ahead of time. No.
I obviously shared.
He knows those legs from the academy days, right?
That's right. Yeah, been in the change room with Josh Cogley before. So yeah, I know his legs.
Yo,
those are the New York City together.
Nathan, those are the new squad goals. I need to, in 5 years, be able to identify a picture of your quads. That's how you know.
I should have thrown mine in here. How did I miss? another oversight. Yeah. How did I not put my own legs in here? By the way, I gotta say, I am feeling these new kits from Tranmere.
Mm. Yeah, that's nice.
I'm a fan.
But nothing else. Nice. Nothing.
Yeah. But nothing else exactly. All right, here we go, Shum. Last one.
Last one. Ooh. Okay, who's the most?
You can't win. Well, actually, there might be a bonus round. Let's see. 3.5 to 2.
Okay.
Whatever. 3.5 to 2.
So who's the ripped jeans guy at the club? In the club too. You know who's going to the club with the ripped jeans? I gotta think about this. Okay. Well, he's not wearing a hooded sweatshirt, so I know it's not Louis Thomas. Because he doesn't look like he just walked in from detention. But I'm gonna go with I'll go with Sweens on this one. Is that Sweens?
Shum! Oh my God! You're right. It was Dan Sweeney.
There we go.
I am so impressed. Okay. I am so impressed. All right. There we go. We're done with the leg game. Dom wins.
Dom, congratulations.
Thank you.
I bought your superior leg knowledge.
Dom takes another L.
Is that a compliment me knowing people's legs, or I don't know?
That means you're marking the man. You're marking the man. You're not ball watching. You're marking the man. Yeah, you recognize the legs.
Right.
You know the assignments.
Right. Yeah.
Let's go. I am blown away by the Josh Cogley guess. That was unbelievable.
that was insane.
Massive quad growth. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, Dom.
No, I think I've seen that picture on his Instagram. Obviously, probably knew it. But yeah, obviously from Birmingham City days, obviously sharing the same change room with him. So yeah, it's an easy one.
You stay in touch with any of those Birmingham City young
guys? Yeah. Still message each other, still contact each other. Met up with a few recently as well. Nice. So we're all still in touch. I think that's the thing about football as well. No matter where you go, each club you go to, you find friends for a lifetime, you know? So you always stay in touch and you still stay in contact and whatnot. So I think that's the beauty of football itself.
Part of a very small group of professional footballers, right? So it's you got to support one another. Has it been a little bit easier now since the vaccines and stuff to meet up and do things? Is it a little less tough, or you still have to kind of pick your spots a little bit?
Yeah, obviously over here, the restrictions obviously they've been eased, so I think everyone obviously meeting around and meeting back up with friends and family when it got announced, I think it was a sign of a relief, you know, moving forward. They put the vaccine up there for people to take, so you know, hopefully it's an ongoing and it's kind of back to normality for everyone. I think that's what everyone wants, because you think about the people as well, locked indoors that wanted to get out and meet their friends, and people living on their own. It was hard, you know. So it's obviously brilliant that we can do that.
That's so cool, though, what you say. I mean, it's a good point about the relationships that you build that last lifetime, and you're with That's going to be awesome. Like, you're going to have so many friends through football, like, over the years, the longer your career. Like, I can't imagine, like, someone like Jamma or Kevin Ellison. How many guys they've played with, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Especially Jamma. He's been to so many different teams. It's such a cool aspect of football that I guess I haven't really considered before. That's cool. But
yeah.
back to the massive quad growth, Dom. Massive quad growth. How? What's your leg day look like, Dom?
Honestly, I get a lot of stick from Nicky Cads. He gets
well, he's the opposite of you. Because he wears Adam Sandler type shorts.
And his calves are like football. So, no, obviously, I don't think my legs are that big. They're just, they get rolled up. Obviously, I wear some undershorts as well. But you know, obviously, I love the gym anyway. So, need doing legs and chest and whatnot, or your stomach, bicep guns and whatnot. I just love the gym, so hopefully it's good to see that you've seen some growth, I guess. Because I don't really see it, so I don't see it.
Well, they have
people tell you that they're growing.
Oh yeah, they certainly have. Well, we just saw first, you know, evidence of that. But I wonder, like, actually, you know, in American sports, weight training, well, not all American sports, but in American football and basketball, weight training is a huge part of the game. Do you guys do much weight training? Like, I have to imagine legs would be somewhat important for power, but at the same time, you want to, it's a long game. You need endurance. So I don't know, like, is weight training a...
Yeah, well, obviously we got our sports science, you know, Tom Hewlin and Graham, obviously both in the gym. Really, really good with our players. They manage our load and you know, after a game on a Monday, if you're fatigued and you're not feeling, you know, target legs or do a bit of gym, they monitor it. So it's perfect. All the staff, they're really switched on, you know, watching how much I load, the stats, how much we ran. So it's a good way of, you know, if you need more, you didn't play, you want to do more, you know, they put it on for you. Really good. So we're really blessed in that sense. You know, you got people telling you kind of where you're at and how much you can do. Obviously, if you're feeling 100%, then, you know, crack on, do what you need to do. But yeah, it's a big thing in football, obviously, doing the gym. It's a big need, you know, on the pitch. And like you said, the endurance, you build endurance in your legs, the more you can run, the more power you can bring out. So yeah.
Nice.
It kind of makes sense too if you're like strong beforehand, like if you happen to suffer an injury or pick up a little bit of a knock, that recovery time also gets like minimized, right, if you have that strong foundation.
Yeah, that's it. Obviously Dokes right now, obviously with his collarbone, his shoulders, he's in the gym, he's working back himself, he's on the white bike, doing loads of legs. Obviously that's really good for his legs, because he can't do anything lifting yet. But it's a good way to, you know, keep the endurance going while you're not playing. So yeah.
Oh, I love that you call it a watt bike.
A watt bike, yeah. Watt bike.
That's awesome. Let's go. I love that. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna start using that here. Sounds fancy.
It's a brand new, small, like, obviously really, probably high tech power bike. You can see like the load of power you produce on it. So
that's so really cool.
Good. Yeah,
that's so really cool. Nice. Dale Vince, if you're listening, power the stadium with these watt bikes. Let's go.
Definitely. You gotta advertise how much like clean energy we're generating just from the lads like working out and
right.
game fit, you know, match fit.
Everything is renewable. But Dom, you should freak everybody out one day and just wear you and Nicky Cadden, actually, you should swap shorts one game. That would be hilarious.
Me wear the long ones down to my knees and it rolls.
Yes. It would freak out everybody. I love it. Okay, so important question here. Actually, it's for Sham, not you, Dom, because I already know your answer. Sham, I'm asking you. Donda or Certified Lover Boy? Which one's better for you, Dom? Or not Dom, Sham. I know Dom's answer.
Okay. You know, I'm actually going to pull a little bit of a... I'm going to go off track a little bit. I'm going to say neither... But I'm going to say the Drake released Donda track featuring Andre 3000.
Oh,
Return of Three Stacks blew my mind.
So, yes. Oh, so that was so good.
I'm on Team Andre 3000.
I'm with you on that. That Andre 3000. That Andre 3000. He's too good. He's so he's really good. The lyrics, unbelievable.
I don't know what Drake was doing there, because that was like the best song, like the that was the best song on the Donda album that wasn't even on the Donda album, and Drake released it, and it was a diss about Drake. I didn't understand that, but anyway, I'm happy it got released because it was such a good song that the world needed. So thank you, Drake, for doing that. Well done, Sham. All right, Dom and I were Donda men, but that's a good answer. That's a good answer, Sham. All right, so let's get into it. Actually, first though, I don't want to put any pressure on you, Dom. And I don't want to put any pressure on your relationship with your lady. But Lewis Thomas got engaged over the summer, and Sham and I did not receive invitations. So I'm just saying, I hope when that day comes, our invitations don't get lost in the mail. Just throwing that out there, Dom. Just throwing out there.
I haven't got my invite from Tomo as well. So Tomo, if you're listening, we're all waiting here, aren't we? We're all waiting for an invite.
We're all gonna have our best hooded sweatshirts ready for the call up.
That's it. But when the day comes, if it comes, you're both invited. Whenever that is.
Promise me, Dom. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we're saving it. And promise me, Dom, you're going to require tails on the tux, but no pants, short shorts instead. Short shorts instead.
Oh, good. I cannot wait to see Dom's wedding tux. Actually, Lewis Thomas and we were talking about that. Like, what would Dom wear to a wedding? I can't imagine. You're gonna fire. Anyway, let's get on to football here. Let's talk some football. So I want to go back to Saturday against Exeter and just talk a little bit about that match. So you didn't play. I think it's the first match you didn't play this season, Dom. Maybe because of that, you kind of got to really watch and analyze the game from a different perspective, because I feel like it's so hard when you're in the game to see everything. What did you think of the game, Dom?
Well, as many people know, Exeter is a really, really tough place to go. With the atmosphere there, I think it was like 5,500, near that, we're there. Really tough place to go. So for the boys to come away with a clean sheet, 0-0, it's a great point, and one will be valued throughout the season. Look back on it, it's a great point. And you're right, when you're on the bench and when you're watching it, you get a different perspective, like analysing the game. And even watching the defensive players, with the shape and how they dealt with Exeter's attack, it was really good. And hats off to him and Rob itself, because the game plan that he's gone with, the team structure, it worked. Really, you look at the game, we had a really, probably the close opportunities to actually nick a win. Jammer and Bales had a chance. So on a different day, it goes in and you're walking away with 3 points. But it was really good to watch. Really good, really good game. And like I said, we took a point, a really good point away from it.
I like that. Yeah, that's a good positive perspective on it. What do you think, if there's anything, like what do you think we need to improve on as a team after that game?
Well, if you're looking at our last game, consistency now, you're only good as your last game. And it's vital, you get clean. If you're getting clean sheets, then you're not losing the game. The least you're going to get is a point. So if we can consistently, you're not going to every time is, keep a clean sheet. It's impossible as football, right? Things happen. But if you can manage it and stay consistent with our playing, how we're playing, with the levels, with the energy. Don't get me wrong, it's a long season. The energy levels are never going to be the same each game. But if we can monitor it and stay in and around it, that would be ideal moving forward as well.
I love it.
So, you're talking about being more kind of having the analyst glasses on when you're, on the side, on the touchline and watching it. But we know that soccer, like football, is such a creative game. Like, you're in the moment, you're in the zone, you're locked in, you have to adjust on the fly, when you're defending or when the ball comes to you. Can you describe a little bit about what it's like? Like, do you think after having that other perspective, like, you just kind of internalize it and it comes out? Or is it more for you, like, you have to remind yourself, I'm going to do this? Or, like, you know, do you like speak to yourself about what you're going to do on the pitch, or is it kind of just like you're in the moment, you know the assignment, and you let it flow?
Yeah, it's you're out there to you've all got a goal. It's the whole week is prep for the game. You know, everyone has the whole team's on the same wavelength. You know, where their weak spots are. So in the game, you're trying to. It's like battleships, you know. You're trying to work out that each other and work around it. And obviously, teams look at us and they try and stop us from playing how we play. So, but sometimes you can get caught up in the moment, you know, with how the state of the game's going. You know, if it's all up in the air, you can get caught up in it. You know, with the fans as well making noise if they're on top. But that comes from, you know, I don't know. It may be an injury going down, you know, and everyone regrouping, you get back on the assignment, kind of, you know, we need to do this more, we need to do that. But I think the team, we got really good lads who were good at managing it and kind of knowing what the whole week we've been building up to the game, what the goals are and what we're trying to get out of the game and where we're trying to, you know, really hurt them on the pitch, kind of in the right areas.
Yeah, awesome. And we can see that as fans too. I think the only thing that's been missing is that last little bit of end product, right? Where the goal goes in, like you said, sometimes it's just not your day. But
and really, just game. mean, for the most part, we've been putting away every chance. Even except that 6-goal thriller or 9-goal thriller, where we could have had even like two more.
yeah.
But anyways, speaking of goals, though, Dom. Can we expect a goal this week from you? Every week, I predict a Dom Bernard hat trick. Every week, I haven't been right yet. I need a Dom Bernard goal in my life. Is it coming this weekend, Dom?
I pray. I hope it does. You know, whenever it is, if it's not this weekend or whenever I'm on the pitch, you know, like I've always said, I'm very defensive-minded. Right, if an opportunity comes my way, obviously I'm trying my best. But yeah, I'm more satisfied with a clean sheet than scoring a lot of it. But I let the shooters shoot. I let Jammer and Matty, Kane, Kaj, anyone who's on the pitch, Marchie, Youngie, I let the shooters shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, that's how we know it's gonna be a golazo. Whenever it does go in, it's just gonna be from like 35 yards out. It's gonna be like top distance, okay. It's gonna be perfect.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
It's going to be a Rocket League goal for sure.
Like you said, that's not your role to score. But when it happens, we're going to go nuts. What will your reaction be? Have you ever thought about that? What are you going to dance? Are you going to knee slide? What's the Dom Bernard celebration?
There'll have to be a celebration. I've got one in mind. It's just when it happens. Everyone does. Everyone's knee sliding at the moment. There's loads of knee slides. So it's like,
yeah, oh, yeah.
Who's got the best one? So. I don't know. I'm sure that I'll think about it. Probably I won't even have one because I'll probably be so over the moon. I've actually scored. I'll just run back into position.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
So, but you're going to hear us from across the pond when you do score.
Yes. We're going to go nuts when that happens. I'm going to break this laptop I'm on right. We're going to go nuts, yeah. Dom. We're going to go nuts.
Yeah, Nathan's going to get evicted from his
Dokes
apartment.
Yeah. I don't think Dokes has scored either. Right, last year he had a header that got counted as an own goal in the end. So when you and Doke score, we're just gonna go nuts. Yeah, anyway, what's that? Go ahead.
We might have to celebrate together, me and Doke. We'll have to do a celebration together.
Yes. Oh man, I love it. So this Saturday we got the Cobblers. What a name, the Cobblers. What do you think about Northampton Town, Dom?
They're really good. Obviously, we played them just in the Papa John's trophy, which obviously they had some players resting in that game, so that wasn't their full team. But it's same about their philosophy, that on their side, they're really direct. You know, they've got really strong players and it's going to be a physical game. If we can match how we played against Exeter, you know, and implement that into that game, I think, you know, we'll do ourselves some good.
Nice. I think ex-captain and hair model, Joseph Mills, I don't think he's playing due to injury. I should have checked that beforehand. I don't know if that's true. But anyway, did your time at FGR overlap with Millsy at all?
Yeah, Millsy. Yeah. My first season, he was there. He was obviously captain. He's Mm-hmm. Really good person. Sadly, obviously, he's had quite a bad injury, which has ruled him out. But obviously, he's there, so it'd be great to catch up. He was there when we recently played them, but I didn't get a chance to see him. So hopefully, I can catch up with him this weekend, which would be nice.
Oh, I love it. I love it. All right, on to you, Dom. So every match day, you know, when we look at the lineup, the team sheet gets released an hour before kickoff, and we see Dom Bernard in the lineup, but we have absolutely no idea where Dom Bernard is playing until we see who else is on the team sheet. You are, you know, the most versatile player in terms of positions, you know, you could on the team. What's the secret, Dom? What's the secret to being so versatile?
No secret, I guess it's just a case of game understanding. I think if there's anything in my game that I would say that's strong is reading the game and understanding how the game's played. And I think that allows me to adapt in any of the positions that I go in. Obviously, I've said before, if it's, you know, anywhere along the back, it's normally the same thing, just on the same side. You're using your left foot, in my case, my left foot more than I would. But I think what makes it easier is with the players that you play with as well, to make your job easier when you fit into that role. I know last season when I was in CDM, in centre mid, I had obviously Ibu there, you know, he non-stops running, and, you know, so you get players around you who help you, you know, through the game, which makes it 10 times easier. You just gotta, you know, bring your own games, bring your own abilities, and try your hardest in that position.
I love it. And I want to ask you what your best position is in just one second, but you mentioned Ibu there, and I always wonder, does Ibu's like crazy limitless like energy, does that, like, I don't know, does that bring a spark to everyone else? Like, do you, I don't know, when you see him just
alternately, you're just like, hey, slow down, man. You're making it look bad. Just slow down a little bit for the next 5 minutes.
I think that's the best thing, you know, with our team, you know, before we got before games and in training as well, there's loads of energy. I think with this team is we've got so much energy to give, and we're really high pressing. We really want to get about the pitch, get the ball back, and then keep it. It's like, it's almost like it's our child. You know, we want to get that ball back. And Ebbs is one of them. He, you know, if he's at a higher role up the pitch, where he's in like a 10 role, he's almost, with him, Jam and Matty, whoever up there, Marchie, Youngie, it's almost a case where they're setting the tone. So they're the first ones to get some pressure on the ball. And with Ibu's style of play, that is him all over. So just release him, let him go and get it, let him go, let him free, you know. And then we all feed off it. I think with myself as well, high energy, I love to get around the pitch and put yourself about. So when you see one person does it, it just sparks into you and everyone goes, the whole team goes.
I love it. All right.
When we see that, like, we just see that in the games, right? Like, we just hit into that like high gear, and then everybody is just on that, so on that exciting energy, and we love it. That's so exciting.
It actually gives us energy too, because Sean and I, like, we'll be sitting on the couch, and then crazy things happen. We're up, we're standing, we're watching the game standing. It's awesome. Like, literally, we stand probably 60 minutes of every match, maybe more.
That's it.
We're right there in the terraces.
That's it.
We're exhausted by the end of it.
If we're giving that energy on the pitch, you kind of, or a tackle, it gets the, you know, the fans going. They that's what they want to see. They want to see you getting stuck in and getting amongst it. So and then it helps us. So we're just feeding off each other, which is always good.
I love that. So actually, an ignorant question here from someone who's never played soccer or football, as you say. How I always wonder this, how often do you like train for endurance throughout the week? Because you need your legs on match day, but you also need to be fit and able to go 90 minutes and go hard 90 minutes. Like, how often throughout the week do you actually like do endurance training?
Well, Rob and Richie, like I said, all the staff are really, really, you know, really good with monitoring our workload. So the sessions, it's, you know, they're not shooting everyone through the week, and everyone's like kind of gun holes blazing, everyone's going at it. It's really monitored, you know, a bit of shape work or really relaxed, but you're getting around, you're getting the work in. So it's not always the case, but when you're training, you know, you play or you train, you know, you take it in, so you take it into the game. So it is intense when you're doing the stuff, but you know, obviously it's monitored to a certain extent.
Yeah. Do you ever, so in American football, that I used to play American football, and like whenever we would get in trouble or even had a bad game, we'd have to do sprints or we'd have to roll up the field. But anyway, do they ever make you, like, do you ever have to run as punishment? Well, that's not a thing in soccer, in football.
No, not as punishment, but we have like when we do five-a-sides, like I have to train, obviously five-a-sides is, you know, little football games between you have your team, like 5v5 and around the pitch, but everyone has their own little bets, like losing team does, I don't know, get someone's food in, did play to.
Oh, I love it.
Individual people, you know, just to make it a little bit more competitive, but that goes on, obviously, whether you want it or not. Oh.
I love it.
Yeah.
So back to you here. What do you think is your best position, Dom?
Any right centre back or left centre back, anywhere outside, you know, the mid of the middle three. I see myself really. Obviously the start of the season I was on the left side, which is perfect. I don't mind doing the left side or the right side. But I think that is my strongest position. You know, allowing you kind of got the whole pitch in front of you, and you're building up the attack in that position. It's an important position, as I personally think, you know, the important position on the pitch nowadays. Everyone looks at kind of like the fullback, like wing back job, because if you're playing that system as well, it's kind of, you've got to be up and down. But just inside of the three, you're most important as well, because you've got to be the lead way to build the attack as well and be comfortable in that role. Obviously, depending on which team you kind of play for and the philosophy of it.
Right.
Yeah. But I think big in the modern game too, is playing out of the back, right? So many teams have adopted playing out of the back system. So the ball starts deep, and like you said, you're that impetus for the attack. And
Yeah, that's right. I think the game against when we played Brentford in the Carabao Cup, that was, I mean, Brentford, obviously their Premier League, they, every time the ball went out, they were doing it. And it was kind of like, that is, you know, if they're under pressure, they're still doing it because that's their kind of way of building the attack. That's the way they want to play. When it was great to see for us, because it takes, you know, you learn off that as well. You want to be, obviously this is the Premier League. It's the top of the bunch. And that's where, you know, myself and obviously the team want to get to. So that was like a great insight when we played them to obviously witness it.
I love that. So staying on the pitch, I think you told us last time that you were like you're a pretty big trash talker, is that right?
I like to, I give it. Yeah, I give it on the pitch. If I'm getting ahead of someone, and I, you know, I let them know, just because it kind of throws people off. And like I said, I love watching NFL, and I'm looking forward to obviously upcoming season of NFL, because
fantasy team. Do you do fantasy, Tom?
I do fantasy. We've got my team is a bit, I've got some good players in there, but it's always when you get to the end of it, you're like, when everyone's got, I've got Mahomes, you know, I've got all the top players, and you get to the end.
Oh, yeah.
Like, who do I throw in? You know, everyone's took all the players.
Right.
But yeah, we
got there. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Are you able to actually watch games over there, though? It's got to be so late your time, right? I guess the 1 p.m. game wouldn't be bad. That would be 6 p.m.
Yeah.
4 p.m. games starting to get a little late, but the night games, that's got to be like, you can't watch those.
No, the night game. Normally, I watch the highlights. If I watch a game, like Red Zone, I'll catch it on Red Zone, like on a Sunday. So I watch Red Zone. And
I love NFL Red Zone.
Yeah. So it just flicks, obviously, you see all the action.
But
at the moment, I just seen, obviously, Cam Newton's got, he's left Patriots and whatnot. So,
he got cut.
Free agent.
Yeah.
Let's sign him. Four screen robbers. Let's sign that man. We got a new long thrower.
He's vegan.
There you go.
So, it works.
Oh, I love it. That's so cool. Like, I don't know. You never think that people care about the NFL outside of the U.S. You know, that's our sport. Like, we love NFL and college football. Those are like that's America. So it's so cool and interesting to hear. It's so cool and interesting to hear, you know, people across the pond. Shout out to our man Liam Horsley, who's also a massive NFL fan. It's so cool to hear that. So anyway, Dom, you are our guy, Dom. We will never, never say a bad word about Dom Bernard. Never. But let's say, theoretically, someday you have a bad game. It's hypothetical here. Maybe like a 2-0, like home loss to Port Vale, hypothetically. How do you mentally bounce back if you ever were to have a tough game, Dom?
Looking back at the performance, really, we'll see where you went wrong. I think that's where you have to start. You look at it, you analyze it, see what areas you would, you know, if obviously you had a bad game, where you went wrong, and kind of identifying it, first and foremost, and then, you know, how you're going to solve it. Are you going to, depending on what it is, you know, if it's, I don't know, working on areas, it passing might have been off. Can you, you know, what ideas, maybe that was a wrong pass play, where else can you play? But 100%, you have to watch back clips. That's the only way you're going to get better and see how to improve, is the first and foremost. And taking, obviously, if you had a bad game, some responsibility of it as well.
Oh, that's beautiful. So you recover by finding your mistakes and then learning from them and improving. That's awesome. And I assume like not letting it, you know, weigh too heavily on you, but like take it as a learning experience, get better. That's excellent.
That's it. I think obviously no one's going to be perfect in the game. Everyone's going to make mistakes in football, and not just in football, in life. So no matter what you're doing in your job or out and about, you're going to make mistakes, you know, you're going to mess up. But if you, you know, you identify and you want to get better, then you'll do something about it. So that's just not football. That's a personal life lesson.
That's how you develop 100%. Resilience, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Like, Sean and I are going to watch back this film and see, like, what a mistake it was not to wear the Trippy Dom apparel. And we're going to learn from that. We're going to learn from that, Sean, to grow. We're not going to be too hard on ourselves. So Dom, what's the joy in this game for you? What aspects of the game, like, just make you jump out of bed every morning and just make you excited to do this work?
Right now, the team, you know, excited to go in and get to work. You know, just going in and working, getting better every day is what I look forward to. You know, every day is a new day. Every day is a different day. So, I mean, when you're going into a building of great lads who want to work as hard as you and want to get better and achieve their own goals, it's very, you want to be in that competitive industry where you're just getting better and you know, rubbing off each other.
Oh, that's excellent. That's excellent. And I think that's, again, that's kind of true of life too. Any pursuit that you do, if there's like a goal that you're constantly striving towards, that's what motivates you. That's what gets you going. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So Dom, what parts of your game do you think you need to most improve?
Everything. my whole game. I think I can. Even if I was a good good shooter, if I was scoring goals, I would still say I need to get better on my shooting. I think there's always a good aspect of each area you can improve on. I don't think you can never be satisfied with just how you are. So you know, there's always areas to work on. I mean, that would be one of them. If I'm ever here in the area, shooting would be one of them. But I don't know, maybe just consistency as well. Just keep staying at the top of your game, you know, each and every game, trying to get better and improve it on that. Yeah, if it would be everything,
No, that's not. You're right. I mean, that's a good answer. But I wonder, is there Is there one thing that you focus on, like, every week? You mentioned, like, you know, you go back, you look at the film, you see what you did well, you see what mistakes you made. Does that kind of focus, like, the following week, like, does that change your training or your thought process a little bit?
Yeah, I think when you play a game as well, it's more as a team as well. Like, it could be in, so, you know, if as defenders as well, if we're looking at goals, you know, if we obviously conceded a goal, we look at where did it go, the phases of the goal. So, you know, in one goal, it could be my positioning as well. So I need to work on my positioning. I should be there. So next time it comes around, we kind of, I know where to be when my teammates hear X, Y, Z kind of. But that's it's brilliant because you look at it individually and go, okay, maybe my body shape's wrong to go that way. Maybe I need to be more side on to be able to run that way. But also looking at my teammate, he could be on the cover. He should be, you know what I mean? So I think it's through the week, we're always analysing it, which is brilliant. So as a team and an individual, so everyone's kind of, everyone's learning, really.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
And it's just, it really highlights the balance of things too, right? It's like you can have a great individual game, but maybe not have the results you want as a team. So yeah. I think part of being that professional and really improving yourself and improving the team as a whole is finding where you fit in, like what you can do individually. But like you said, how is a collective, like a, you know, defensive line, or as, you know, someone starting the attack, how can, like, you guys be on the same level?
I think that's right. I think one of the games I take from is the Crawley, the 6-3, when we won 6-3. Yeah. I mean, the attacking football, everyone was really, you know, on it. And then you obviously, even though it was a great game, we got 3 points, which is the main thing. You know, we identify the 3 goals of how we can improve that. So, and we should have scored more. So it's each and every game that, you know, we look at and see. So it's brilliant.
I love that. Yeah. And talking about this year's team, you know, what do you think of this year's team? What's different about this year, about this team? Why is this the year we're going up?
That's the togetherness, really. I think everyone's on the same page. I think, well, it's majority of the team is the same. Obviously, we brought in a few players. But I think the hunger is there. Everyone's on the same page. Everyone wants to get promoted this season. Everyone wants to give it a go. To be up there, in and around it, you know, minimum. So, I mean, for me, it's kind of like, from last season, how close we were really close. And it's fine margins. So I think everyone from last season has taken that into account and trying to obviously work on it, get better, and try and make the season a successful one.
And is it, do you think it's like easy to kind of transfer or communicate that energy or that desire to the new lads that have come in? Like, is it something that you make sure to do, or is it just kind of like the natural competitiveness of being a professional football?
I think both. I think the lads that came in, they're winners. I think everyone in the team are winners. So, I mean, it's a recipe. You need winners in your team to obviously succeed. And I think obviously they understand how close the new lads coming in, how close we're one of the sides that want to be in and around it. So I think it's easily understandable when they came and what the kind of goal was. So they're all on the board in it, and I think it's an easy transition for them to come apart.
I love that.
It's awesome to hear that. That bodes well for the rest of the season too.
Yeah, man, we're so optimistic. I mean, even if we had 0 points right now, Sean and I would be optimistic. But we have a lot of data to back up our optimism this time. It's not just blind, dumb American optimism. Just to get off of the pitch a little bit, I notice sometimes on Instagram you post, you know, about the planet, about climate change on your Instagram stories. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, obviously, I'm no expert, you know, at it, but I think the main thing in my eyes and perspective is the awareness of it, you know.
No, walk out the door.
If, you know, some people are unaware of it. It is happening. Like, you know, there is a climate crisis happening. But I always come up, if I come across anything on Instagram, that's going to be, you know, information that people can just have a look at. You know, it's a platform there for people to go, oh, be aware of it. Let me look at this. Let me find into it. But I'm no expert, honestly. But to share a message or pass a message on, I'm all for it.
I love that. And yet you have such a big platform to do it. And, you know, it's you don't see footballers, you know, posting about climate change. And it's such a it's just another one of the ways that makes, you know, that makes Don Bernard unique and special. And I love it. Every time I see you post something about it, it's like, oh, this is great. Like, it's so nice to see footballers pumping this, putting this message out there that's so important that we need to take action, you know, immediately. And like you said, I think awareness is really one of the most important things you can do, especially with your platform. And I just wonder, like, has the time at the club, like, influenced your concern for the environment at all? Or is that something that's kind of been important to you for a while before the club or independent of the club?
I was thinking this the other day. I mean, my missus, she, you know, she's really about climate, animals. She loves all that. So I would say it's played a part, because I was thinking, you know, this is a club that wants to be sustainable. This is a club that wants to, you know, bring a message out. It's not just football. I mean, we all live on this planet. We all, you know, everyone needs to play a part in it. Or else, if there's no planet, there's no us. So, I mean, obviously the club's doing amazing stuff, stepping in the right decision in the right direction. Sorry. So if we can, you know, we're playing a part of it. We're in and amongst it. So if we can, you know, do what we can and spread messages, then you know, we can only go in the right direction, really.
Yeah. And I think, like what you said, this idea of like this football and how it's a team effort, like that lesson carries on to, you know, climate change. Like, hey, you know, one country could do it, or, you know, one person can try to be recycled or be a little more conscious. But it's when you communicate with others, when you share the common goal of, hey, we need to make sure people are okay. Even just last week, we had a big hurricane in the US, right? So it was down in New Orleans, down in Louisiana, but then like several days later it affected us in New York City, the same storm. And there was like flooding. You might have seen that online. There's like massive flooding and that sort of thing. We were okay.
I was gonna say, you guys, you obviously in and around it, you're local to obviously you're in New York. I saw subways, I saw the videos where it was like,
oh yeah,
it was
crazy.
Just coming through, wasn't it? It looked the nightmare.
We're lucky where we live. Like we're like an uptown, and we're like elevated relative to the most of the city. So we were lucky. It was totally fine where we live. But the subways, people who live in basements, especially like where a bunch of people died. It was so sad. And another reason why we, you know, have to stop climate change. I mean, and that's kind of like, this is like the least of it. Like hurricanes in New York are, they're bad. They do kill people. They do cost a lot of money, but really, when you look at other places like where extreme poverty is already a big issue, like especially in the Middle East and parts of Africa where they have extreme climates, like they're the people who are most affected by this, and they're the people who are suffering the most. And that, I mean, if not for us, like we got to do it for. I mean, we got to do it for them. It's terrible, and we're the one. Yeah, it's anyway. All right. Yeah. Let's keep it moving here.
But we're doing. I mean, that's why we love the club, and that's why we love having you guys on. Because again, it's not like preaching to people. It's not like, hey, I'm going to preach to you. This is what you have to do. It's not like that. It's just this organic, like, you know, positive, spirited, and optimistic approach to it, which we love.
Yeah, as long as you spread awareness for it, then you know, people could take a chance to obviously make a change and do something about it.
So it's beautiful. So give the people like one podcast or one show or one documentary or a book or something that you read or heard or, you know, saw that struck you recently, that kind of changed your perspective about something.
If there's anything, any messages, I mean, one of my favorite films, what I like to watch is The Pursuit of Happiness. That's
nice.
Will Smith, yeah.
Yeah, and the obviously the motivational quote where he makes obviously his son Jaden in the film on the basketball when he's playing basketball. And he's like, you know, don't let anyone tell you that you can't do anything. That's always that quote. Well, I think it's longer than that. But that quote in itself, that's the reason why I watch it, just to get to that point. And I'm like, yeah. That's that moment. I just love hearing it. It's a quote that you can take with you. You know, I can't remember what he says. Like, you've got a dream, to protect it. And it's like, it's, you know, that's what I live off. If you want to do something, go get it. Go, you know, don't be afraid to listen to others, to listen to critics. If you want to do something, if you want to be something, then be it and go do it. Nothing's stopping you. If you want to learn something, if you want to be anything, you want to go to somewhere, you can do it. If you want to be an astronaut, learn, educate yourself, and you will become it. Yeah. That's what I believe in.
Well, you know, when I was in school, my teachers called me a space cadet, so I knew I was going to
be yeah.
So kind of building off that, last question, Dom, then we'll move to teammate talk, and then we'll close out. What's your philosophy on life, Dom?
I know many people say it, but just to be happy, as long as I'm happy within, then that's it for me. We're all humans at the end of the day, you know. We're all emotional. We are up and down. You have them days where you literally don't want to do anything. You're angry. You're sad. You're upset. You're funny. Everything happens, but we're all humans. You know, no matter what, everything will go wrong. You're never perfect. I think if you can get that in your head that you'll never ever be perfect, then it makes a lot of things 10 times easier. So just enjoy life. You know, we're only here. You're here and then you're gone. It's so quick. Yeah. As sad as it seems, it's the reality. You know, you never know when your time's up. And just live your life. Live your life.
Yeah. Appreciate it while you're here, right?
Yeah,
perfect.
Exactly.
And that's true of, you know, yeah, everything. Football, life. I mean, life is the biggest one. You know, we're all gonna die someday.
Yeah.
I have a suit that's like that. I have like a little custom like thing written inside the suit. I'll wear it to your wedding. Don't worry, you'll see it.
Love it.
But it literally says on the suit, it says, "Don't forget, you're gonna die." And I like that. A lot of people find it morbid, but it's like a nice reminder, like live in the moment because it's not going to be here forever. Live in this moment. We're talking to Dom Bernard. I mean, like, how lucky are we to talk with you, Dom Bernard? But it's such an important thing that, you know, and it's just human nature. You know, so many of us take so many things for granted. And it's just we got to constantly remind ourselves, you know, how lucky we are and to just enjoy whatever life is giving us at the moment. And that's beautiful, Dom. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to teammate talk and then we'll close out, Dom. We've kept you for a long time. I hope that's okay.
No problem. I could go on for hours with you too.
Oh, you're the man, Dom. don't say, all right, Sean, let's go to our backup 2 hours extra of questions now that he said that. We got 2 more hours with Dom. Now let's go to teammate talk, baby. Teammate talk. Where we ask you, or we give you some descriptions, you give us a little bit, or you tell us which teammate most matches that description. All right, Sean, you ready to go?
Yeah, let's do this. Tom, we're ready for the inside scoop a little bit. Okay, so this is probably the most important question, right? All right, you know, we know you're a team player. We know you want the team to be a success, like we all do. So who would you deputize to wear the Doms, the shorts, if you, God forbid, had to miss a game due to injury or whatever? Is there any other human capable of handling that drip duty?
If I missed a game, I would let the whole team do it. But if I had to pick one, I would hand it. I'd give it Matty Stevens. Or, actually, come to think of it, Jordy Moore-Taylor. I'll give it. Yeah, probably Jordy.
Nice.
He's got tree trunk legs. He's really got big legs.
There you go. And you guys are coffee. You guys are coffee cuz. I remember both you guys did the coffee kit commercial together.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. The models, baby. They were our models. I love. All right, so Dom, I hope you never get injured. I hope that never happens. But if you do, what a great tribute that would be. A knock on wood. If everyone wore Dom Bernard shorts, what a great tribute. It's never going to happen. You're not going to get injured. But just saying, if it does, what a great tribute. Sean, what happened? We lost Sean.
Sorry, I think it's my internet. It's my internet. I'm here. I'm just going to turn the
internet. All right. No worries. Right. Let's keep it rolling, Sean, with no image. Here we go. Most likely to think Drake's Certified Lover Boy is better than Donda.
Kane Wilson.
I love it.
Big Daddy Kane.
Big Daddy Kane.
Wow. Yeah.
Any reason or just his personality?
it's just him. I mean, we played it in the car together, and I was like, Donda's way better than Drake. Like the album, he was like, Drake, you can't be him. So, but
all right.
I don't know. I don't know if he's listened to Donda anyway. So
I love it.
Yeah, love probably came.
All right. Dom, we've had some great conversations with you. You know, we've had some great laughs. We've spoken to Jamma, Sweens, young cats like young Jake Young. So we know you guys got jokes, right? We know the team always has a tight 90 minutes in them, but who's got a tight 60 minutes of comedy material? Which of your teammates is most likely to get their own Netflix comedy special?
There's a few. If I had to, because he's local, he makes me laugh. Honestly, I'd give it Josh March.
Nice.
He's the thing he does, he just makes me laugh. Honestly, my jaw, I get a headache because I've laughed so much. But it would probably be March. Yeah, he's brilliant. He's such a good character.
Let's go. Love it. We gotta bring Marchie on to do a set. I love it. All right, Dom. Yeah. So Love Island just wrapped up, or I don't know, maybe wrapped up a month ago in the UK. I've never seen it, but apparently it was on here too in the US, the UK version, and wrapped up. I guess they're like a week behind, or I don't know, something like that. Anyway.
Yeah, it just wrapped a couple days ago. My wife isn't a Avowed fan, so it just wrapped up.
He says his wife's a fan, but the last match we watched together, he and another fan, another friend of mine, who also claimed, oh, my wife watches Love Island, had a heated debate about Faye.
I literally do not watch it myself, but the lads,
smart man.
Yeah, I don't watch it, but I hear names, I know kind of faces and whatnot, but I don't watch it. But the lads were talking about it.
I love it. So I don't watch it.
You're making me feel better. You're making me feel better. I know that.
You're one of the lads, then, Sean. It was so funny because. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen those memes, Dom, where it's like the wife or the girlfriend is like thinking in her head, oh, the guys are getting together and like thinking the worst about what they're talking about. And then in reality, they're talking about something completely stupid. That was this live meme. Sean and our other friend Ray in the middle of the soccer game talking about Love Island drama.
Big debate.
They both claim
they don't watch it. Their wives watch it. Yeah. Anyway. Brilliant. Back to the question here. Who is most likely to be first voted off Love Island?
I would go Taylor and Tails.
Why?
It'd probably be the only one that's, I don't know, it'd just cause an uproar. It'd be shenanigans in it. It'd be going wild.
I love it. Yeah, Lewis Thomas told us he's a ladies' man, so maybe everyone's gonna be fighting over Taylor. Maybe, I don't know. I love it though. All right.
Yeah, it'd be causing havoc in there. Yeah.
All right, Shimmy.
Love it. All right, so last one for me, Dom. So, who in the locker room is most likely to develop a smartphone app? And if they did, what would that app be?
There's you could go either way with this. One, it could be if it was a smartphone, I'd go Tomo. Tomo would bring out an app.
It's got the business sense. Right?
He's switched on up there, Tomo. It could be anything. If Tomo bought something out, it could be anything. That would be he's done his research that much that it would be like no one's fault. And he's the first one to do it. If you're going the other way, I was gonna say if it was, I don't know, if it was like someone like Tails, if he brought someone out, it would be completely the opposite. Like, I don't know, like a Love Island act or something like that.
I love it. Yeah, I love it. Oh man, we gotta get Tails on. He sounds like how to get voted off Love Island Festival. He sounds like such a character. I love it. All right, here we go. Last one from me, Dom. Kind of the flip side of that. Who is most likely to win Love Island?
To win it, I would go probably Bailey Cargo.
Cooley Bailey! Ooh, oh, yeah. Why?
Wow.
I don't know. I think it would just be there. I don't know how it goes. I don't know how the game works. I don't know how it works. But he would win it.
It's bonkers. It's just pure social engineering. Like, people get voted off. They bring them back. They bring in new people. They have them, like, kind of rat each other out. It's wild. But you think Bailey Cargill is just going to keep a cool head and see it through to the end.
Yeah, I'll give it bells. I keep on thinking of, like, different game shows in my head. But if it's a game show,
I love it.
All right.
I love
it. Nice. Tails and bales, baby. Tails and bales.
Tails and bales. Tails and bales. Oh, what a combo. All right. Let's close out there. Dom Bernard, Drippy Dom. Oh, Dom, thank you so much, man, for joining us. It's just always a pleasure to talk with you. You're as versatile of a person as you are a player. Just a great sense of humor, compassionate, worldly view. Great Wisconsin accent, by the way.
And listen, always... if you take to a Heaven's Devils assignment, like the Wisconsin accent, if you have that level of commitment on the pitch, we know you're going to be a star this year. It's going to be a breakout season.
That's right. Some great life lessons in there as well, Dom. Just a deep human being. We appreciate it, man. You are the man, Dom. Appreciate it. Continued success. Yes. And thank you for coming back on the Heaven's Devils podcast, man.
My pleasure. Oh, always. I'll always come on. Again, thank you for having me on here, and always a pleasure talking to you guys. Really good. Really good energy.
So I guess we'll see you again next week, then. You said always. You're always down.
Next week, Wednesday. I'll see you.
Bob is going to come back. Bob has to come back.
Bob has to.
That's right. We need Bob back. Well, cheers, man. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Dom Bernard! Oh, I love that man! Dom Bernard! Shimmy!
Dom Bernard. What a guy, what a guy.
What a guy, man. Some great life lessons, perspective. A great, like, sense of humor. Great energy, man. This guy's... I love Dom Bernard, man. I love that guy.
Also, interesting to learn. No relation to Bob Bernard. Famous local news sportscaster.
Yeah, from Wisconsin. Yeah, they're not... Dom Bernard, not related, but... Similar voice, just different accents, oddly enough. But man, Dom Bernard, love that man, love that man. He's getting his hat trick this weekend. I'm feeling it. I know that's not his role. His role is to keep the goals out, not to put him in, but he's going to flip the script on everybody this week. Maybe he's going to mess around, wear some Nicky Cadden baggy shorts, and then bag 3 goals, baby. Love that guy.
I want to see, I want to see Dom Bernard rock the Adam Sandler baggy shorts.
Yes.
Warm up. And then during the match, you got to rock the classic Doms.
Classic Doms, baby. Oh, Shimmy. Sean Bernard from Dom Bernard to Sean Bernard. Shimmy, let's close out here, Shimmy Cakes. How are we feeling about Saturday, though? First, Northampton, the Cobblers. The Cobblers come to town, Shimmy. First of all, what is it? Is that like the pie?
No, I think it's people that make shoes, right?
Oh.
Or those Coopers. No, I think cobblers fix shoes.
Yeah,
so
they do.
They better bring an extra pair of shoes because we're going to run them off the pitch.
Let's go! We're going to run them off the pitch. What's the score? Give me a score prediction for the cobblers.
All right, we're going to keep it going. You know, we have the behind closed doors friendly at Melksham Town against Brentford. That was a 0-0 draw, so we're going to get the shutout again. I'm going 2-0. The clean sheet. 2-0 to the good for the boys in green.
Oh, I love that. I love that, Shimmy Cakes. I love that. Oh, Well, I think we're going to gobble up one more goal. I mean, cobble up one more goal, Shimmy. We're getting three goals. Because you know who's going to score those three goals, Shimmy?
Could be Drippy Dom.
Drippy Dom Bernard! Dom Bernard gets his hat trick, baby. His first, second, and third goal of his career at FGR are coming this Saturday. He's got the Heavens Devils bounce, baby. So I'm going 3-1, baby. 3-1. They're going to sneak in a goal, unfortunately. It's going to be a goal that doesn't matter, though. We're going to take a 3-0 lead. They're going to score like a 90th minute goal. It's going to stink. We're going to lose a clean sheet. But that's okay. We're hitting the win. The 3 points. That's all that matters, Shimmy. 3 points is all that matters. So let's close out there, Shimmy. Oh, Shimmy, we got to figure out where we're going to watch the match this weekend. Now that everyone's back in town, I'm back in town. Slad Ben's back in town. Ray Ray, Cajun Tomatoes back in town. American Ben. Shout out to American Ben. He was in Greece for a month. He's living his life in Greece. But he's back. Shout out to Rowan. We got to get everyone together, man.
We do. We do. The crew has got to reassemble. The Avengers, the Avegans. We got to come back together.
The Avegans.
This group, the Avegans. We got to come back together and just do the dang thing.
Do the dang.
Soon.
I just remember, though, this weekend's the wife's birthday. Saturday, I think we got plans right after the game, so actually maybe we have to. I know Slad Ben mentioned we could potentially pop over to his place. He lives out in Queens, but I think I can't do that this weekend because I got to be local. I'm going to watch the game, but then after the game, got birthday activities with the wife, so we might have to do...
That's settled then.
That's settled.
2 weeks. Yeah, our hood, 2 weeks from this match day, the next match day, the crew's going to assemble.
We can assemble this week, I think, too. It's just got to be either my place or your place. I mean, I can't go too far.
Right.
Anyway, nobody cares about our plans. Except for...
So what else are you doing over the weekend? What else are you doing over the weekend? Give me an hour-by-hour rundown.
All right, well, Ben from Slad, Rowan, Ben, American Ben, there you go. We just had a conversation on here. No need to text about it. Let's close out, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Let's close out. So
up the Vegan Rovers.
Up the Vegan Rovers.
VRFGR.
And you know we gotta
praise hail.
Hail, yeah, baby. Thank you all for listening. Thank you so much for listening. It means so much to us, man. Thanks for your conversation on Twitter, on Instagram, wherever you message us, email. It's been awesome getting to know all you guys. It always is. To Northampton.
But we will not listen to you. We will continue. We're not going to stop.
despite all the messages
urging us to.
all right. Thank you, guys.
So we'll
see you next time.
Bye, guys.